You have officially been rushed. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour, coming to you live, well, live at the moment at Tioga Sequoia. What is that?
What is that?
It's a barley wine.
Oh, yes, quite
I'm
possibly.
I'm trying to share it with as much people as possible because I've had this in my fridge forever and I need to get rid of it.
We're here for
you
that.
You can't do barley wine on your own?
No.
You need
a bottle.
It'll be your last beer ever, I guess.
We're here at Rush Day Tech.
We are here.
Downtown Fresno.
Look at these celebrities that just walked in.
Shows are already happening.
I don't think people just realize what walked in the door right now.
The ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chew Your Beer and Tony Banks has just walked in the door. Anytime you want to come up, Chew Your Beer. There's live mics. There's live headphones.
Yes.
We're doing this episode on the fly.
Choose your poison. We have sanitizer if you want to sanitize.
There's only two available headphones, so.
Oh, I guess I should put mine on, huh?
Yeah.
Earmuffs. Ooh, I'm loud. Are those mine?
Yeah, probably. It doesn't matter. There you go. We're on, dudes. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it's going.
Yeah, you can't tell. We're happening.
We got, look at this. Yeah, whatever one you want.
Protection, no protection.
Chew Your Beer is like going, which mic should I use?
Un, dos, si, si.
Si, si. Un, dos, tres.
How's it going, homies?
Good.
What's happening?
How you doing?
All the way.
Chew Your Beer.
Two double road trips happening here.
Yeah.
Just don't mind the guy on the side. I got my little paparazzi.
Oh, yeah.
Chew's got his own personal photographer with us.
We got to document this monumental moment.
Legend.
Slow. We got L.A. We got Fresno.
Fresno.
Man.
Land of the breakfast.
No. What's that? Tony Bears, what's the coast like this morning? How'd it look?
It was 26 when I left this morning.
What? It gets to 26 over there?
Beyond freezing.
Dang. Oh, man. Thank God I live here.
Yeah. No, it was not cool. But we out here.
And Matt just dropped off some Rush Day flights for us because we're industry.
Oh, shoot.
Let me see that card.
Oh, shoot.
Let me see that card.
Chew Your Beer, you just left L.A. What time did you leave L.A.?
We left at 5:30.
Damn.
We're rushing, man.
Ideal meal.
Because it's
rushing for Rush Day.
How was the grapevine this morning?
It was straight, bro. There's no winding.
There was nobody else there.
We made our own roads. It was not bad. It was we got here pretty early. I text Nick. We got early to Fresno breakfast house.
8:50, I think you made it.
Big ups to the Fresno people up there.
Sorry,
man.
We weren't there.
It's okay, bro. It was amazing.
I got there
breakfast.
Late. My alarm went off at 5:45.
Was it good? What did you
I left at 7 instead of 6:15 like I wanted to do.
Oops.
Amazing omelet.
Omelet? What kind of omelet?
Spinach, artichokes, mushrooms.
Oh, there's a card attached.
And it had a hollandaise sauce on it, man.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry,
like
people.
You like the hollandaise sauce?
You know what? It was on it, and when you put the patio, everything tastes
good. I'm a fan
good.
Of hollandaise sauce.
I know. Producer Becky is, too.
I'm a fan. Awesome. I vote yes.
All right, I'm going to have my first Rush Day.
Salute. Cheers, Mikey.
Salute. Cheers, thanks for coming here.
God, man, it's been years. It's crazy that it's been years since we've all drinking together.
And it's just like nothing.
Salute.
No time has passed.
Pa arriba, pa centro, pa dentro.
What he said.
And then out the back.
Oh, you're in the street. Oh. Can you get that?
Bat phone.
Yeah. We're looking for Tony Bags. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I haven't even recorded with Nick. When's the last time we recorded in the same room?
In March of 20.
Dang, that's crazy town.
Yeah.
To tell the viewers, they're also 6 feet apart, and there's a petition between both of them.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah.
We had that
They
before.
Brought their own fiberglass. It's really weird.
We did that before. That was before the whole thing.
The plastic bubble that soccer moms would take out to the field to be in. We're going to walk around with those.
Bubble boy?
Bubble boy. Like a hamster wheel. We're just going to rock around in hamster wheels from now on.
Sick. I'm in.
Oh. Tony Bags is being drawn in by the football.
I hate Fresno State.
What? Why do you hate Fresno State?
Why do I hate Fresno State? Because Pat Hill thought he was a good coach. Ooh. And he's like, oh, you know what? Oh. We were favored, or we were underdogs by 25 points.
Why
and
did
we
you
lost
have to
by
say
24.
That?
I give zero fucks.
San Luis Obispo, bro.
Zero fucks.
This vato don't know when he's somebody else's neighborhood, bro. Keep that shit low.
Yeah, thank you, Chew.
On the DL, homie.
No, like, don't you people like winning? He never won a WAC championship once. He was a co once, but yeah. He never won one outright.
Mute his mic.
What?
Mute his mic.
Yeah, I'm just going to turn his mic. If I knew which one it was, I'd tell you.
Tony Bags like the bells of the perfect pour.
Yep. He's like somebody's got to do the bells roll.
I mean, sorry for being honest.
Let's see if this works. Culture. Look at that. We're here. We're culturing right now. We're part of the culture.
I'm just proud that Nick's over here untapping beers.
I'm untapping. On social media.
You're here. You may be able to explain this to you, Max, but Mother Earth Brewing Company is opening up in Boise. They already had a place in outside of Boise. What? Why does Mother Earth like Boise? San Diego's Mother Earth all about Boise?
I don't have an answer to that, but I would imagine maybe that's where one of the owners is from.
Maybe.
Or one of the investors moved there because it's probably
they
cheaper than everywhere.
Like somebody part of that brewery moved to Boise.
Well, Kevin, who's their head of sales, is a good friend of mine. He used to work for – he ran the sales department for Lost Abbey when I lived in San Diego. I mean, he's San Diego born and raised and – like a legend in the industry, so it's not him, so it must be like the money behind it.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't seen Mother Earth beer in forever.
Ooh, I see it here.
No, then that's not a dig. I love their beer. Like, Hop Diggity is one of the best IPAs made. And
can I interact? Isn't there another Mother Earth that's from the East Coast?
There's one in Phoenix that has a similar name. It's like Mother Earth something.
Wasn't there two?
Oh, you know, you're right. Yes. You're right. There was an East Coast one that was. They had like a little bit of a
tiff. On one side of the Mississippi.
A little tiff.
A little tiff.
Yeah, there you go.
But then we said, like, you're from the East Coast. Don't worry about it.
Forget you.
Nobody's going to know who you are. But we're Mother Earth, too. I'm having the question mark right now. It's very good.
Aren't they all question marks? You're having the triangle?
Yeah, right.
What shape are you having?
Yeah,
that's what he's
you're having the circle. Takes
we're having
the square.
It's a four beer flight. One of them is named already. It's a Tioga's Piece of Cake. But then there's three mystery ones
for
the restaurant.
We got to pose for the photo.
You got to look cool. She's got his own photographer.
How do we look cool?
Oh, yeah, baby. You got to document this.
Finally. Well, yeah, I mean, really, I know Tony Bags works for There Does Not Exist, right?
Yep.
But outside of that, Chew Your Beer, Tony Bags, two of the best craft beer drinkers in California, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, do you know of somebody that, do you have a drinking rival, Tony Bags, Chew Your Beer? Do you see somebody out there that are like, ah, that guy's doing better than I am at drinking?
No.
No.
Challenge
accepted.
And I mean that in the best way possible. Like, this community is so, like, loving and just embracing that, no, it's everyone, like, is just homies. And
it's craft beer, not sports.
Yeah. So, no, absolutely not. Like, everyone embraces everyone and everyone supports everyone.
Yeah, I think this is more of a community of supporting, embracing each other. You know, there's no color lines, eh? You
know? Well, yeah, there should be. Once in a while it pops up, and we got to knock it down, right?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, like, when I go out and, like, happen to run into other brewers or people that work in the industry, it's, like, a super excited hug and a high five and, like, oh, let's go grab a beer. Not like, yeah, I don't like you.
Well, you knocked me off the board. You're dead.
Oh. I mean,
I hate people that knock me off the untap board. That's pretty messed up.
Everybody with one brew, but we're not going to name them.
Yeah,
they might be in this block.
Wow. Did you spit wad their signage?
No, but
I'm above that. I don't even bother with worrying about them.
When people asked for the restroom, we kept pointing them over there. Pick a wall, guys.
Or accidentally park in front of the driveway. I'll be right back.
You need to throw your trash right there, guys.
Put the emergency blinkers on. It broke down. Nothing I could do.
I don't know what happened. I blinked.
My cone's out, so you're not allowed to move this.
I actually told my photographer to go take pictures of the building.
Oh, no.
And I told him, this is like the worst part of downtown Fresno.
Of the city?
Yeah, so if you want, yeah.
But it's cool, though, because there's a rebirth going on, and
yeah,
it's going to get fun.
Like three doors down.
Because there'll be,
so there,
other than here, there'll be good beer back in the downtown area.
Let's talk about that. What can we talk about with Zach's Brewing? There's some
buzz. They posted on social media.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's out in the open now.
Yeah.
All right. What's the, they're going to be at the incubator.
They're going to be at the incubator.
And that's across the street?
It's a street over and like two or three streets down.
Oh, okay.
Next to the Pep Boys.
But it's them.
Always next to the Pep Boys. You gotta be next to Pep Boys.
I mean, you're
it's
not
them,
wrong, but
the Grayview Boys, which make awesome
like
beer, and I think 441 still in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Four one.
Or 411 or some shit.
411. Oh, 411 does sound right. Yeah.
But then they're right here.
411
right?
Grayview.
Who?
411 or who's this?
I think that's where they're moving to. Like, so I'm guessing that they're gonna. Steven and or Zach is taking Incinerati's spot. In the incubator, because Incinerati's moving out to Clovis, or has already moved to Clovis.
Yeah, the old zone
I was there for, when I was in town for Thanksgiving, I went and checked it out and saw Mike, and he's doing some good stuff. Really proud of what he's doing.
Damn.
Wish he was in Fresno, not Clovis.
Man, it's great.
I mean, it's cool. Hey, Clovis has a really good scene going on right now. They got...
Yeah, I know. It's
Machine Head is absolutely killing it. Crow and Wolf is doing good things. Really like their lager game. Lager game's pretty tight. Not a fan of seltzers for anyone, but they're doing it, and they're busy for it, so good for them.
Yeah. Whatever makes money, right?
But Rob is on another level right now, I think, in the town. Like, he's doing big things. And then you have...
He's got,
Juicy and Ghost.
I had a can. He's canning now a little bit. I had a can of his beer I bought in Fresno.
I mean, and then... I mean, you got to be doing something right if you're doing a collaboration with Alvarado,
right,
with the Hype Brewery of Hype Breweries.
Super hype, bro.
Not Slice. I thought Slice was the Hype Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're, and I don't say this as like hype is a bad thing, but no, they're both Hype Breweries because they're they're crushing it. Like they're they're the talk of the town. They're the Hype Brewery.
Yeah, yeah. If you get Slice in Fresno, you're a golden god.
Legend.
Right now. Yeah,
legend.
Do you even have slice? Do you get slice down there?
Yeah, no, slice of cake.
See,
slice of pie. No, we get slice.
Slice of some tri-tip.
Which we normally we get the collabos with Nobo or forgot who else. A few of them.
Yeah.
You're all about Nobo for a while there. You've been quiet on Nobo. What's going
Nobo
on?
You know what? The thing is that at the bottle shop, I get all the flagships.
Yeah.
So all the... actually, flagships.
No, Novo Brazil, aren't they
Novo.
Kombucha brewery?
No.
See, haters gonna hate.
No, I'm being dead serious. No, I've never seen in our area. I don't see
Fest.
Anything but kombucha
downtown.
Wow.
They were next to you, and they had the longest line. So they had a 13% IPA.
That's a triple
but,
IPA.
But it was all cans. They didn't have no self pouring.
Yeah, that was not a dig. I literally in our area, all we see from them is kombucha.
Oh, well, you need it, bro.
I'm down.
If you're in regular, you gotta drink
that
stuff.
Tony Beggs is not afraid of a brewery.
Bring me there. I'll do it.
You just need them outside. No, but I'm really, what is the term the kids? I'm vibing.
Vibing.
This is
do the head bob thing.
The paintings on the walls, the TVs,
vibing.
The
like
woodwork,
this room?
The lighting. This is an awesome little set right here, guys.
Yeah, they didn't have this last time.
No, this is way different. This does not look like the Tioga I remember.
No?
An I actual thought I could get room? An oil change while I was getting my beer or something.
Where do you think the bass for Rush comes from? That's old. That's old 2050. They're changing. Yeah, Pep Boys. They found it in the basement.
The old barrels. When they say barrel,
that's
kind of
thick. Can we use it for something?
Is that what the barrel age comes from?
That's where the barrel age. Yeah, nice. Oil barrels.
Yeah, drums.
They didn't specify. Yeah, drum aged.
Nice. Drum aged.
Why do you call it drum aged? Oh well.
Yeah, get that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You need a tetanus shot while you're drinking this stuff. But this is nice. I like this. This is awesome. And you don't have to pay for parking.
Not on the weekends.
That's awesome. LA, dude, that's amazing. They charge you every single weekend.
So they charge on Sundays.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, at least when I lived in San Diego, you didn't have to pay for parking on Sundays. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, no. Slow, they don't give a fuck. They just want money.
Yeah.
And they've also extended our parking meters to 9 o'clock.
Dang.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know,
the garage on Palm is, I cannot figure out their schedule. Sometimes they charge, sometimes they don't.
Right now, they're being generous to us.
Are they?
Sundays are free if you park in the parking garages, but the meters are doubled.
But meters are doubled.
No, I'm just joking. Good.
Well, thank you.
But the meters are still on.
Yeah.
Downtown Fresno, all weekend long, free parking.
Unless there's a game.
Unless there's a baseball
game. Unless there's a baseball game.
Or a concert at
and you gotta guess if there's a concert happening three blocks away.
Yeah. Well, I don't
when
think
was the last time there was a concert?
I don't think they would come over here.
They're remodeled, so it hasn't been a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think if there's a Sororian or sound thing, they would come over here and do it.
But they don't say you've crossed the border of the Selling Arena, so you don't need to pay down here.
You've crossed the border.
You've crossed the border.
Welcome to Flowing with Famous, Fresno's only.
Yeah, all Fresno podcast.
All Fresno, all the time.
All Fresno. Josh isn't here, but maybe he'll show up. Josh might show up to this.
Well, then let's get the other Fresno news out of the way. South of Shaw is now hiring for employees,
close.
Which
South
means they're
Shaw.
Close.
Another part of downtown. Gonna get a new brewery.
Tony Bags has an
opinion. No. I don't know those guys. I don't know anything. I think of, when I hear South of Shaw, I think of, like, the Blink-182 cover band when I was, like, in high school. There was a punk, like, an emo
It might
punk
be the same guys.
Well, there's cover a, band there was that was called South of Shaw.
They are, former musicians or maybe current musicians.
Yeah, there's probably the same
just
dudes.
Brewing beer now, yeah.
Yeah. But that's, like, it's funny to me. It's like, oh, you turned your local punk rock band into a brewery. Good for you guys. I like it.
Yeah, Matt might know better, speaking of which. But I think it is the same guys. I think the band turned into the brewery.
Matt, that mic, nice. That mic is hot right there. You can grab it right there. One in front of Chew Your Beer. Can we hear your voice just 1 second, at least, Matt, on the show?
I got to do things.
No, you don't have anything to do.
Yeah, I got things to do. Thanks.
Hi, Matt. Love you.
And then Matt from Tioga Sequoia. That was just on the show.
Matt from the Perfect Floor. In and Out.
So what's going on in the corner?
In and out.
Yeah, no, that's what we were trying to figure out while we were line festing earlier.
Outside?
There's like a
Other
gathering
of
people on the corner.
I don't know, bro. On this corner?
Yeah.
On the, like, on the first base side of the stadium.
Uh-huh.
Drug deal.
That's a big one.
There was no that building burned down back over there.
There's a bunch of people on the parking lot.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe a farmer's market.
Were they dressed nice?
Yeah.
There's a lot of cop cars.
Ah, not a drug deal then.
Could be anything.
Well,
man.
It is downtown Fresno.
We do it all.
Yeah. We are in Fresno, so when you're in Fresno,
are in Fresno.
You know, maybe they're having kids and having them. Remember, Mikey? When the cops will go to your school and they'll train you to ride your bike, and then. You know, that's how they
dare.
To make sure your bike wasn't stolen.
Yeah.
What?
They give you a fake bike license.
Yeah. Wow.
Those. Where did you grow up?
L.A., baby.
I thought I was pretty cool. I had the license.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to. That's how you got you to go there. And then next thing you know, they're just making sure the bike's not stolen.
I didn't know.
Hey, let us check that for you.
Set up.
Where'd you get this? Santa bring
the
it to
whole
you?
Whole set up. Dang. So, Tony Bags, what's going on? It does not exist.
There does not exist.
There does not exist. Sorry. I know I was getting it wrong, but I had to say it anyway. There does not exist in San Luis Obispo.
I mean, we're growing like crazy. We just got invited to the L.A. Brewers Guild Schwartz Beer competition, which was super fun. And we ended up taking third, which I was really excited about. But more than that, I was more excited that our keg was the first to blow. So, like, judging beers is very subjective to whoever the judge is, but the people out there drinking our beer and
whose keg blows first? That's
the real winner.
Insider.
Crowd favorite.
So that was cool. And it was awesome that we get invited to this LA Beer Fest and we take third. Ennegrin out of Moore Park takes second, and Firestone Walker takes first. So we're like, oh, the Central Coast just came in and cleaned up LA.
Ennegrin is
only
Central Coast?
Only four breweries.
Ennegrin is they're on the left hand side of the Ventura County line, so they are considered Central Coast.
All right.
They are part of the Central Coast
Santa
Brewers
Barbara?
Guild. No, Ventura. They're Moore Park.
Ennegrin? That's like Simi Valley. That's
But no, they're Ventura County.
Come on, bro. They're Texas.
They're arguing over territory. Are these guys going for city council? What's going on here? They want the votes.
Right next door, Moore Park College.
Are they in the 805?
But
what's your area code?
Are they in the 805?
Ennegrin is my favorite brewery. That's not
Central
Coast.
805.
Ennegrin makes the best lagers on the planet right now.
Wow. Are lagers still popular with industry people?
Oh God, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
With wives,
they're the only thing keeping lagers going. Industry
and the wives. The wives. That's all the wife wants to drink is lagers.
So lagers.
I mean,
lagers are the Dave
our
Matthews
Helles
band.
Lagers, like our Helles lager is probably our top selling beer in the brewery right now.
Lagers are the King's X. Of
King's
the
X. Beer. Yeah, the musicians band. You don't understand them unless you're a musician.
Do you listen to King's X? What is King's X? Oh, never mind.
You're not that cool.
I don't have that kind of time.
But no, we're growing. I mean, a super big like boost for our ego right now is we were invited to the Burgeon Brewing anniversary party.
Whoa.
So they invited 25 breweries to come pour at Burgeon for their anniversary party, and we were one of them, which is a complete huge honor. I mean, we're selling beer all over the state. We went from 15 accounts when I took over a year ago to now having 260.
What?
What?
Damn.
What? And
just
we're just
keep it at the
growing.
Market. Keep the market flowing.
Bags, oh, they got exist. They just got a drop yesterday.
Nice.
There did not it does not exist. Has a very unique label art. Is very metal. Very it comes at me from the metal world as like grindcore, like somebody that does grindcore albums also does. There does not exist labels. It.
So our artist is actually from Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
And so our owner, Max, is a fan of some bands metal bands that he does labels or album covers for.
Mikey, you nailed that.
So we weren't finding anyone that we loved doing artwork, and so we reached out to him, and he's like, yeah, I would love to make beer labels. So... when we started out, we gave him like the name of the beer and wanted him to draw to that, and it just wasn't as authentic as just his own crazy mind. So now we let him do the art, and then he sends it to us, and then we name the beer after the art.
Nice. Oh, I like that. Ooh. The art label becomes before the name.
Yeah, so we get the label like, oh, I don't have any inside right now, but like we have one with this like crazy space elk looking thing. It's our new West Coast IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And so we named it Stellar Fawn.
I'm listening.
West Coast IPA?
So far, Flat Earth Society is my favorite.
Flat Earth Vision.
Vision.
Yeah. West Coast Double IPA.
The West Coast.
But no, I mean, like I said, just trying to grow, trying to stay relevant, and I think kind of channeling after the Alvarado Humble C model of not having a flagship beer and making different beers all the time keeps you relevant, keeps you in the game. And one thing that I'm very proud of the brewery for, that
LSD.
We
LSD.
Have the spectrum.
LSD.
Like we make West Coast IPAs, hazy IPAs, pilsners, lagers, stouts. What do you want? We can make it. And that's pretty awesome, because some breweries pigeonhole themselves to only being a hazy IPA brewery or only being a IPA in general brewery.
Just don't make the same beer and then change the name. There's other breweries that do that too, and they don't consider
the model. Make three different beers but have 80,000 names.
Let me name a few.
No, make the same beer and just change it in
Arrow Lodge.
I'm not going to knock on Humble Sea. We're actually doing a collaboration with them on the 30th, and I'm really excited
Moonraker.
About that.
Oh, man.
Tell me about your tap room in SLO, because I have not been. I know nothing of it.
So we kind of taken after the Stone model. There's no signage. There's no – you have to look it up on a map and get there and hope that you're in the right place. But
it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. It's very clean, very
– that's brilliant.
Very chic, very modern.
It's like when you
just a lot
school.
Of fun. And then depending on the
that's where you go to ditch school?
The day and who's bartending, like you get a spectrum of music. It could be death metal. It could be – rap, it could be Frank Ocean, it could be anything. Like, we're here to have fun. Like, that's
cheer beers getting
I'm gonna
visions
go get an IPA
getting Frank visions Ocean. Of U-Hauls in his head right
oh,
now.
Damn,
like,
see that?
We,
I raised my hand.
We
that's all you gotta do. What?
See, dude, that cheer beer.
All right, we've been doing this.
Thank you very much.
11
sir.
Years now, we still don't have a taco assistant.
Yeah, Marvelous yeah. Marvin.
What the fuck?
Dude, legend.
You know which one this is? Because I need a vote.
Marvin came last time, right?
No, that was my brother-in-law, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
This is
your P.O.?
My P.O. I've been a good boy, so.
Oh, you're off. You don't have a P.O. anymore.
That ankle bracelet. Hey, look at that. I got the tan
wow.
bag. I got the tan bag. No tan lines.
Dang.
Marvin. Do you know which one this one is? Because I need a vote. My vote counts.
Chew your beard, votes count.
You got to vote, people.
Is it the second or the third one?
Square.
I know
we're square.
I'm not going to influence
Super square.
Vote. I know which one I'm voting for now.
You drink all yours?
Yeah, dude. Mikey powered through the power drinking. Dude,
I'm a drinker.
You want an IPA?
I'm here with two of the best drinkers in California.
No,
I
got to
keep
no.
up.
Well no, that's why we're the best drinkers, because we pace ourselves.
I'm not a big drinker. I'm a great sipper, but while we were line festing, this guy was just, I'm like, how are you going to get home, bro? He has a sleepy bag in his car.
Never ask a sales guy after his third beer.
Tony Bags is a native. He can figure out somebody in town to help him out. Don't
True.
Worry about it.
Yeah, I'm taking it slow. I had the cake.
I have to go all the way to Clovis. You have to go all the way to L.A. Like, you got a journey ahead of you, sir.
It's going to be a good one, too. I don't know.
It's not going to snow on the Grapevine tonight. You're
there's
cool.
no snow.
None of this?
It's cold, snow. But don't snow. A couple lines here and there.
Just to get over. Just that Gorman. That Gorman stock.
Gorman Denny's.
So funny Fresno Gorman story. We're standing out here, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go to Elbow Room for dinner tonight. And Jude looks at me and goes, what is that place called? I'm like, no, it's not called the Elbow Room. It's the Elbow Room. He goes,
Elbow
Room. It's like, dude, that place sounds awesome. Like, sign me up.
I'll go to the Elbow Room.
It's steak and a blow? What? This is not the cussing show, right?
No, this is not the clean show. Don't worry. That was supposed to be this. By the way, I apologize for not having an episode this past week. That was my fault.
I need you to stop apologizing.
Huh?
I need you to stop apologizing.
I'm going to keep apologizing until I die.
Hey, motherfuckers, just play that shit like five times.
There went the cussing show right out the window.
Just repeat.
That's right.
Get your 2 hours in.
We could play episodes 12 through 15 that nobody's ever heard.
You know what would be really...
Yeah, right?
You could delete my voicemail because
like
it makes no sense anymore.
I think it's all a ruse. I think Mikey has the lost episode hidden, and one day he's just going to drop it on everyone and be like, boom.
That's the one that's going to be released one on cassette day. Tape.
On cassette tape?
That's your stocking stuffers.
That's our anniversary, our $200 anniversary package. Yep.
The lost episode.
The lost episode.
I've been forgetting to do.
That's
going to
be for Patreon. Anybody that gives $100 a month. Gets that.
Dang.
That's when I'm about to lose my house, my mortgage.
Hey, guys, did you see this?
Hey. No, not serious here, no. Look, Tony Bags doesn't like the Bulldogs, but he's looking to see.
No, I'm watching them. They're going to give up another touchdown.
His bell's going to
go
make that
UTEP.
We hope so.
But that'd be like pretty dope. But maybe I should text him while we're doing it. Let's
see. So I also want to throw this out while I'm on.
Get that mic.
No,
Matt.
He just wants my glasses.
Never mind.
This one right here. This one's on. No, he won't do it.
God.
He likes
He's such a professional.
He likes
such
his
a
job.
Champion.
He likes his paying job more than this job.
Spilling on the board.
He's like, thanks.
So thanks. I want to throw something out real quick. All right. Paul, I know you're listening.
Uh-oh. Why is Paul not here?
Right?
There's no bike link.
San Francisco Beer Week. We're doing an event at Tiger Bar in Oakland, and I'd really like you to come out and drink some beers on me. Come hang out.
SF Beer Week, that's in February?
February.
Yeah.
I heard him say room and board too, right?
I mean, if he wants to cuddle with me, that's cool too, but.
There you go. Paul.
He's got soft
skin. He also lives there.
Paul, you know where that's at, Paul. Remember that, February. Be in town.
Also pretty cool, we got invited to Bistro Double IPA Fest, so.
Oh, that's the ultimate.
Yeah, so. That was pretty.
That's on the bucket list. Rad. That one's still on the bucket list for me.
Wait, that's on February? I thought we were doing a special get it at the Pliny the Elder. Younger.
Oh, well, maybe. That's.
I mean, that's still San Francisco Beer Week. It's all the same area.
Yeah, it's the same time, right? It's roughly the same time.
He double booked you. He's double dating you.
Well, that event at Tiger Bar is the same day as Bistro. So, yeah, we did double book ourselves, but it's going to be Bistro's noon to 3 for the double IPA competition. Then our event at Tiger Bar starts at 5. So
good Lord.
It's actually a dual tap takeover with us in Liquid Gravity. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a young man's world.
I like them.
Liquid Gravity is doing great stuff right now. Brennan's killing it.
Chew, have you been to Russian River?
Never.
Wow.
Never had the Younger either.
What?
No,
man.
Oh,
my goodness. Chew.
So one day I want to make.
What LA places have Younger usually?
I tried Beachwood because they do the lottery, but I've never won.
Father's Office, probably Tony's Darts Away, Mohawk Bend, Beachwood. I mean, it's so different now. Like,
wait, Beachwood and Dalm Beach. Beachwood has guest house.
Yes, because they're a restaurant. Yeah. Their license allows them to do that.
I've been there. I just don't remember the guest house.
You're probably not paying attention to them because Beachwood makes great beer. And you just want to drink their beer.
I
brought you a Beachwood.
Julian's a god.
I love Beachwood, especially being a Long Beach.
But it's so it's so different now. Like,
yeah.
4 years ago,
well, they closed the
4 years ago.
Seal Beach location.
It was, I'm just talking Pliny the Younger. 4 years ago,
I'm gonna step
it was a
quick.
Specialty to get it. Now,
anybody want an IPA?
Everybody gets it. I mean, it's not as sacred as it used to be.
Right.
Like when I was working for the distributor and we had it, every single account that carried Elder got a Younger. I'm like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But I also want to set the record straight from last week's show.
Fan correction or?
No. But you guys were talking about cleaning up old beer.
Oh.
So it absolutely is on the distributor. So if you have a good sales rep, then they should be checking dates every time they're in the account. And let's say you're in Vons, and Vons has some beer that's within a month to code. What you should do is take those beers to a bar that's going to run through them in a day and take the fresh beer out of the bar and move it to the Vons. And
that's really cool.
And rotate your beer.
Yeah. So you're doing yourself a favor. It's extra work, but.
But you're keeping the beer
fresh.
You're
keeping the beer
fresh.
You're
not having to write that beer off.
Right.
Because
makes
once
a lot
it
of
goes
sense.
Out of code, you have to pull it, and it's a loss. Because then you have to pull it and replace it.
So now you're weighing what's more, the fuel to move the beer or the loss of the beer?
Yeah, but I mean...
But I mean, you're doing a better job. That sounds like the right thing to do.
Yeah, but I mean, you can find a bar within less than a mile of every Vons that is going to move the beer. Uh-huh. So...
You can take that one.
I have not heard that in all these years. I have not heard that move.
You're going to be on, right?
Yeah, she is. Boom.
Oh, problem solver. Modern problems require modern solutions.
I have not heard that where taking the stuff that's starting to get close, take it to a bar.
When I worked for a distributor, we were at a month. So most beers have a 3-month code date. Oddly enough, COVID extended those dates, so now they're like 5 months. But
beer pays attention to COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beer's fine in 3 months. Well, not IPAs, but like a Coors Light, for example, is fine in 5 months. But yeah, no, you should be moving that beer around and getting it out.
That makes sense. I mean, that, but that's also a good guy distributor doing a good job. Well, it's very easy to turn the eye and leave it with the store owner.
Correct.
Yeah.
But we don't, yeah. I mean, when, at least the way we ran things back then when I was with the distributor, no, we moved
it. You'd make sure it stayed fresh. That, yeah.
So we, I mean, and we would sell Monday through Thursday, so Fridays were our day to do all that. And
yeah. And if a brewery caught wind that you were doing that for them, it sounds like they're going to re-up their contract with you every year.
Well,
you know,
actually,
or be more likely to.
It was in the contract for us to do it in the first place. We were just doing our job.
Right. Okay. That makes a whole lot more sense.
But yeah, I was like, I was listening to the show last week, and I'm like, oh, I know the answer to this.
Damn it. Where are you when we need you? Besides San Diego.
That's a good note. Like, it, but in Save Mart, like, if, like, you know, not every beer is has a distributor. You know, a lot of times it's the liquor guy in Save Mart that's doing it.
Well, but so then it's on the, especially now going from a big distributor to a small brewery, like, it's on your salesperson to, like, people are going to get, if you're a good brand, people are going to get hyped on your beer, like, oh, I want 7 cases. I'm like, you don't move 7 cases worth of volume. So, like, here's 2, and if you need another one, we'll slang another one.
Look at who's
nope,
joined.
Now
the,
we got,
join
now we got
chat.
A legend.
Yeah, he's pretending he's not going to talk.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk. Just grab either one of those. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm going to direct this whole thing.
From
it's like I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Talking about
just the aroma.
One of the people that got this show going, the Perfect Pour.
Yeah, I think I remember that. I remember having that conversation in a parking lot.
Yeah. But separately, you talked to Mike, and then
definitely.
Yeah, you know Mike. I was like, yeah, I kind of know Mike.
I kind of know him. Yeah,
I kind of know him. Yeah,
he's the guy that shows up to all my shows. That dork that shows up all.
Yeah,
my
I mean,
shows.
I did a cake stand at his birthday party. Does that count as knowing him?
So. How's it going here at Tioga? How are you guys doing?
Good. I mean, I think we're coming out of the pandemic pretty strong. We've had some success in Merced. We're starting to make some progress on our.
Oh yeah, you guys are
building the remote taproom at Merced. I think it's the right fit for us. It's downtown. We like downtowns. We've done it here.
We like downtown.
The building's called the Tioga. It's got this kind of historic Yosemite tie into the name and the history of it. So
which brewery is closer to Yosemite? Or which tap room is closer to Yosemite?
That is a good question. I haven't done that math yet.
Dang.
Better jump on that Google machine.
Yeah. Is the number said tap room gonna have food?
So we're leaving space to do a Small Bites kitchen, but we don't really want to do the food ourselves. We're looking for someone to come do
a restaurateur.
Yeah, Small Bites thing. But we're going to have a food truck. We have like a spot in this. We're doing like a parklet situation on the corner. Okay.
You need to go R&D that food truck scene.
Yeah. Well, some of them are coming. Some of them are coming from Fresno. But
you go R&D that food truck scene and pop them in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Your answer.
Yeah.
Plus you get to eat.
There's some good businesses around the corner that might do some like mobile type.
I like downtown Merced. It's very cool, and you got the UC there, and it's a good. It's so under. There's no brewery there. There's no brewery.
Yeah.
Back in my day, was the Partisan. That was the only craft beer place I think downtown.
Right, that's like the only place you can get craft beer, as far as I know. It's insane.
Yeah.
There's a place in Atwater that
they just opened up. Yeah,
at the Air Force Base.
Yeah, from Blaker, I believe.
Yeah, they have a tap which looks really cool. I've been by. It's like it's at the old Air Force Base.
How far is Modesto from Merced?
Another half hour.
30-40 minutes.
Okay, they got a dope little place out in Modesto called the Market.
Oh yeah.
Those cats crush some craft beer.
They have a brewery there too. That the guy there that just recently took over. I know. I met him.
Patrick.
Meet him. Is it Patch? I thought it was.
Patrick runs the LJ. Market.
Well, no, I'm talking about the brewery.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
For the brewery, he came from, I thought, Wren House, and he did a kind of a lap around a few different places. I think he even did some time with Hill Farmstead.
Ooh, damn. Okay.
And I've been hearing some good stuff.
All right, his pedigree is good.
I think they're called Persuasion.
Yeah, Persuasion.
Yeah. I haven't had anything, but I know the brewer from my relationship with Wren House. But it's definitely a place to check out. I just haven't been able to get there recently.
Man, Wren House makes some killer beers.
How did you guys get that Wren House? Phoenix Brewer, how did you, Tioga and Fresno, get that Wren House connection?
That's a beer geek story for sure. So me and one of the owners used to trade through Beer Advocate, I want to say 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. We had a couple trades for each other's beer, and we didn't know that
your industry.
So it was a quick conversation, and we're like, all right, we just need to hook up and start, not bartering for shit. Just send each other
beer.
So when we got their brewmaster down here, and I became friends with him. Just they're really cool guys there, and they just expanded to a new Prescott location.
Yeah,
a brewery that went under, they took over their location.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I saw that they opened that Prescott spot, but I didn't know it was replaced.
Yeah, it used to be, I think, Prescott Brewing. Okay. Probably just built too big too fast or started too big. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's a trending thing, I think, in the last two or three years. So, but we're actually, me and some of the brewers are planning a trip in January, February to go visit them, see their new spot, and bring back Religious Rush.
February, if you're a baseball fan, wait for February so you can go do it.
Probably be February.
Yep.
I don't know if we can
spring
get out
training.
There first month.
Yeah, go out to Fate Brewing's right there down by the Giant Stadium in Scottsdale, and they're making some pretty killer fucking lagers right now.
Yeah. I think so. I'm assuming you've been on the show before.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So, you guys talking about anything new? What's going on with you guys?
We're just right now focusing on more distribution, getting more accounts.
I saw your post. I was going to say my house.
Yeah, dude, I got you. I got you whenever you want. I have beer for you in the car.
Add another spot, my house.
But
I'll distribute out of my mailbox.
Going back to the food thing, if we do food, we'll have guest taps. And we'll definitely want to.
Dude, thank you. That would be awesome. I would definitely be in for that. I'm really excited. We're doing a collaboration with Humble C on the 30th. Those guys are coming down to the brewery and going to brew with us, and that's going to be a super fun, good learning experience for us because those guys are the fog masters. And I mean, we make hazy IPAs, but it's always good to learn from other people, and they might have a technique that we don't use, and vice versa. So, also in the works, in the short works, is probably launching Portland.
In Portland?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Distribution
in Portland. Cool.
This would be your first out of state?
Yes. So, talks with Portland.
Watch out, Great Notion.
Maybe some talks with Las Vegas, but trying to brand
Raider
out.
Stadium.
Has Tioga looked at that at all, getting out of the Central California?
So,
they need to get to Central Coast first.
Probably. Well, so that's definitely, we're trying to spread throughout the California first, I think. We've gone really deep, right? We saw a lot of beer here locally, but we haven't really tapped other markets until since really the pandemic. That's when we started kind of venturing out a little bit through somewhat necessity, too, right?
Absolutely.
But I think also if we were to jump, it would be we'd stay on the West Coast. I think Oregon probably. I don't have a distributor in Portland.
I got you.
I know
a good one.
But I have some good recommendations for
industry.
Phoenix, Arizona. I know those guys have a few good recommendations there, and that would be another spot just because of the relationships.
Like bar napkin deals are happening right here.
I got a note. I have a Moleskine.
Yeah,
would you guys like to write down in here?
Yeah.
When Tioga invaded Portland, it happened right here.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Portland all the time.
I love Portland.
What's your
yeah, I mean, I'm not repping a Portland brewery, but I'm repping a Portland brewery, Mikey.
That's right. This happened.
Oh,
I'm a Wayfinder
showing off
guy.
Our t-shirts right now.
Yeah, Wayfinder's so good.
I have an
Ace Hardware
t-shirt.
Palm Springs.
Wayfinder,
that's right.
What is so
Ace
good. He's an ex Firestone brewer.
Oh, really?
Nick has an Ace Hardware Palm Springs shirt. I don't know what that.
And Apex is the jam.
I shop at Ace Hardware Palm
Springs. Oh yeah,
Springs.
That's right. Room. Yeah, it's a good spot. Beer mongers there. Yeah,
that just happened. You guys are welcome.
Where else in Portland? The best in Portland.
Your top five Portland breweries.
Wayfinder.
Sorry, Nick and I were having a
Upright. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
We were tangenting.
I was so sad to find out that Upright moved their tasting room.
Upstairs?
Yeah. It literally, yeah. Before the pandemic, you would to go to Upright, you would have to go into this, like, really weird, like, business shop, and then go down to the basement, walk through the basement, and they're in the back corner.
It's really cool, speakeasy kind of
awesome. Thing, you know? Now they're upstairs, and like, you still make really good beer, but it's not as cool as walking through a basement.
Have you been recently? Have you?
No, but I sent one of my coworkers there, and he goes, "Why did you send me to the basement?" I'm like, "Cause that's where it is." He goes, "No, there's nothing down here." Yeah. They keep telling me to go upstairs. I'm like, well, that's boring.
Yeah.
But their beers are phenomenal.
Yeah, really good stuff. Yeah, I was there a few weeks ago for Brews for New Avenues. And,
what is that?
And where they host that event, it's literally like around the corner. So,
oh, sick. Like, yeah, they're over by the Rose Garden for where the Portland Trailblazers play.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
they're on the other side of the river, the east side.
Yep.
Kind of where there was a windmill?
Obviously, Great Notions up there.
Yeah, Great Notions.
Cascade.
I mean, they're kind of obvious, I thought.
Yeah, I've been there. No big deal. Been there.
I've been to Hub and Great Notion.
Hub, I need to go to.
There was a brewery I went to.
Berlick is awesome.
Yeah,
Berlick is awesome.
Yeah, that's not too far from Apex,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. I went there. I had some of their pretty much all their lagers. They were doing some good stuff.
Yeah, it's really weird.
So, you're so industry, man.
They're connected to a sports
all bar. The loggers.
All loggers. Yeah,
logger games.
See, I told you, logger games tight.
Logger good stuff. It's
damn.
That's just the way it is. I don't know. I don't know when that came full circle for most people, whether it's industry. I think even some beer geeks too. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, loggers are definitely making like a recovery, and I'm here for it.
The lagers are coming back has been going on for 10 years now.
So well,
just wait for it.
Coming
wait.
Back,
I remember in 2001 they're like lagers are coming back. Then 2002 lagers are coming back.
It's our time. It's our time.
It's almost ready. That's
like
how long it takes to ferment a lager.
Like Mike was saying, Wayfinder, they're a lager brewery. Enegrin.
I will say
brewery.
This, though. In the last 3 or 4 years, there's been lager-dedicated breweries, not in the Valley, unfortunately, but that are starting to make some strides.
If people would just...
I'm going to open a lager brewery here. I'll be rich.
It would be highly successful here in the Valley. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, lagers rule the Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but like...
In Fresno, when it's 120, I want to drink a Helles Lager all day.
Yeah.
You would think, but there's still, I think there's still.
Just hung up about craft lager. Like, for some reason, you can't, like, transfer over the lager drinker, the mainstream lager drinker over the craft lager.
If you're thinking they're one for one, they're not.
No, right. Not at all.
They don't want to spend the money for that. They'd rather just drink whatever, Mick Ultra.
Yeah, like, how do you get that person to. Like, just spend another dollar and you can.
It's called 805.
805. What's blonde ale, bro?
It's still gateway drug to craft beer.
For sure. Is there any more Tioga outside of Merced? Are you guys looking at any?
So there's a lot of stuff
remoteness?
That we're looking at right now.
Northwest
Fresno, maybe.
Maybe.
No.
Central Coast.
I don't know if we'd go to Northwest Fresno. I mean, I know that's where I live.
It's trash.
So.
It's so trash.
It'd be easy.
Way too easy. You'd be like, I'd never leave.
I think this year for us, outside of like growth and stuff, it's 2020 had a lot of things on the table for like bringing back collaborations and doing some really big stuff, yeah. And then everything just slowed down and changed. So
somebody else had plans for that.
I'm hoping to get back on that train of like starting a network, kind of, you know, get back with some of our brewery friends. Maybe do something with you guys eventually.
Hi.
Yeah. I think that would be fun.
Here I am.
Yep. I'm here for it.
Here.
Yeah. So just kind of just getting people excited about, you know, doing fun things again.
Yeah.
Collabs, beer, all things beer.
2022 yeah. is about.
When will barley wine come back?
I've been trying.
Barley wine is life. Like it doesn't. Yeah. Did it ever go away? It has its own fan group.
Oh, okay. Is it a cult classic now? Is Tarantino the king of barley
wine?
Wines?
Is life. Dude.
It's a Patreon hashtag.
Fun fact: the guy that started Barley Wine Is Life is from Clovis.
Oh no.
Yeah, Alex Kidd.
Alex Kidd is from Clovis. Yep. He went to Buchanan.
And he's how? Explain this
don't,
story.
Don't drink
please.
Beers.
Don't drink beer.
Okay.
He's from Clovis.
Wow.
I didn't know his actual
name.
Oh,
that explains his hate for Fresno.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes all the sense now.
Yeah. It's
2 hours.
How to make
bro.
It out of Fresno?
It's
hate on
hate.
Fresno.
Well, he's from Clovis. He doesn't get Fresno.
Well, yeah. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Most kids that go to Buchanan lived in Fresno.
Right.
Well, their parents
that,
lived
that
in
Clovis
Fresno.
Unified border creeping
that,
in.
That Herndon life.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he is a Fresno native.
Yeah, I forget where he went to school.
He went to Buchanan.
No, college.
Buchanan.
I mean.
Oh, I don't know that. But
like, once he left, he,
that's how you. Yeah, that's your time
looked,
to make it
he
out.
He never looked back.
Yeah.
As we do when we don't leave, or when we leave, we don't look back.
Boomerang, right. Baby.
Don't acknowledge it, otherwise it'll suck you right back in. The boomerang. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Oops.
We've had some decent boomerangers, all right. I think so. Yeah.
Well, the whole Bitwise is the biggest example of boomerang in all time history.
So. Yeah.
Yep. And now they're growing.
Yeah.
They've got, I don't know if you guys know about the one in Oakland they've got going on.
I didn't know that. Oakland.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe still on the download.
Breaking news.
Flowing with famous.
They've been working on that
news.
One for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Merced, as they're also doing one in Merced.
Yeah.
Obviously. Those are more known.
Trying to make a Fresno flag in Merced. Like,
yeah.
Like, since we didn't get the UC, since Merced got the UC, then we'll just come to Merced and do all the Fresno stuff.
Fresno North?
Fresno North.
You guys self-distribute?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I do. Well, up until last week, I did all of the driving, all of the sales, all of the
you
distributing.
Do all the Fresno distribution?
Everything. I do sales for the whole state. But up until I hired a driver last week, but up until then, I was doing sales, delivery, everything.
Chew's asking who needs beer.
We're signaling.
I'll take a
signal for beer.
You haven't drank your.
Oh, I'll take that too.
So, did you guys get to do the flights?
We did.
I
yes.
don't know which one I'm choosing. Should I say it right now?
You can.
I don't
want to. You
got
to vote, though. You have to vote.
Yeah.
I know.
So, I think I got a pin in my bag.
Do you, no. It's.
Oh, it's digital?
Yes. I mean, you might be able to vote that way, too, but there's a QR code.
I saw a checkbox.
COVID, bro.
I might have to go
can't touch
it.
A pen.
Which is easier for us to keep it all in one. Mm. I'll go grab it.
We're doing Rush Day. Rush Day, I don't think you even really said.
Look out.
Where Tioga. Chooses local coffee roasters.
Yeah. So Rush Day essentially started in 2013 with
come on, bro.
Casa
it's called Lookout.
Yeah, Casa Corazon, right? Cafe Corazon. Sorry, it's been so long
both,
since I've hung out with Leo that in the initial days. But
it's like, is this a Casa Corona like
no.
Hey, I'm all
sorry. Bad. So we started with him.
We're
started
party
doing
train?
these coffee beers way back when. And then
was it
when
15?
They went
up,
13.
13. Okay.
Yeah. So we might have done the first like small batch variant in 12, but our
well,
first
you guys
release,
did Pacamara, like that was the first coffee beer, right?
Yep. Yeah. In like hand filled bottles.
Right.
Like, it's a long time ago. But the first Rush Hour
was okay. 13.
First official Rush Hour release was in 13. You good there?
Tony Bags need some more slack.
Oh, okay.
Needs the slack.
Well, it's still the best beer geek day of all Fresno's.
You want some beer?
Yeah,
we have some
sharing. The man's share ready to kind. Share. Because you can share in Tioga if Mike allows it.
In this room, yeah. This room is
invite only. Invite only. Sure.
That's the legal way to do it.
This is a secret private room for industry.
Yeah, industry only. So,
also, Tony Bags, you want to check in on the Fresno State game?
Still losing. And their coach left. Good for him.
No, I roasted him.
And then they brought back Tedford, who is going to have a heart attack at any moment.
Oh, Jesus, Tony Bags. You're going to get run out of town. I'm going to be the leader
of
it.
Oh, no.
Where's my torch?
So, did you forget your pitchfork at home?
I forgot my pitchfork.
Tony, I don't know if I ever know what took you away from Fresno?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question, right?
I don't know if anybody needs to know.
No, a girl.
Oh, yeah.
So a girl I was dating back in back in like 2005 got a promotion to San Diego, and she's like, "Do you want to move to San Diego?" And I'm like, "Hell yes, I want to move to San Diego. That sounds awesome." So
it's not hot and there's water. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. And then so we moved to San Diego, and that's where I fell in love with the craft beer scene. I mean, I always have been. When I turned 21, BC's was a walk from my house, which was an institution back then.
You don't have any glassware.
I'll go ask someone to first set of tissues.
And okay. Before Untapped, I would make I would buy a six pack and I'd make a list. And the girl I was dating would like look at the list and then go buy something new every couple days.
What?
Oh. Man, she likes awesome. You.
Yeah. And then, and
it's like, I don't know.
So
how.
Yeah, so I went to San Diego and fell in love with the craft beer scene. Just got immersed in it. And one night, I was out with, not trying to name drop it. I was out with Chuck Silva, met the distributor in Central Coast, and he's like, "Do you really know your stuff? Like, do you want to come sell beer and slow?" And I'm like,
"Yeah, Chuck
sure,
Silva.
Guy I just met. Like, let me go sell beer and slow. Chuck that sounds Silva. Awesome."
Yeah.
And he calls me 2 weeks later. He goes, "Pack your shit. I'm sending someone to move you up here."
Wow. Hey, it's
and
me.
That's
Chuck
cool.
Silva. Pack
it's me.
Shit.
No,
it was,
no, not Chuck Silva.
Hey,
not Chuck Silva.
In our story, it is.
Okay. And so, I moved up to slow. August was 8 years ago. And then. Got laid off during the pandemic, and Max from There Does Not Exist is like, "Hey, do you want to come run my sales program?" And I'm like, "Absolutely. You make some of the best beer on the planet." And here we are today, just growing and growing. And so thankful to be where I'm at. So happy to be where I'm at. I think we're doing a lot of good things. I think we're doing things the right way, and I think we just have so much more room to grow.
Like a remote taproom in Fresno. Maybe.
Yes, please.
That may not be that far out of the realm.
Right next, there's some empty spaces right next to Fresno Breakfast House. If you're curious,
you'll get cheap beer come all the time.
They're just trying to get a Northwest.
No.
Oh, is it that obvious?
I mean, there's, we've got Mad Dog, but come on, we need more than Mad Dog.
There's
amalgamation.
You want to know something really funny about Mad Duck? I forget what it's called. The brewer there at last is a Bagdasarian, and I have no clue who he is.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right?
Matt? Is his name Matt?
I think
or
Nick, maybe? I don't know. Oh, but Matt. Somebody's like, every time I like meet people, like, "Oh, are you related to the guy from Mad Duck?" I'm like, "No, what? Who?" I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There you go, sir.
I
did that to Port Bells all the time.
We've had some conversations about breaking into the valley. Opening our second spot being somewhere here in the valley, maybe Fresno, maybe not. I think
there's lacking a tap room.
I think Hanford would be a good Hanford would be a good spot. I think Visalia's up and coming. I don't want to compete with Barrel House though. We're not big enough to compete with them, and so that's also a consideration, but.
Fireball. I'm gonna begin the fireball push right now. And I know it's half joking, half serious.
And I can't go to Madeira because Oscar is opening a place in Madeira, and he's just gonna crush it.
What?
Nothing. Did I say something?
Yes. Madeira. You said opening Madeira. Somebody's opening in Madeira.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I guess you didn't. That was me. I didn't know. I heard something about Madeira. If I knew who this Oscar was, I could say it. Damn it. In town Madeira or Madeira Rancho? Because people think
I don't know.
Yeah. There's a big difference between the two.
Yeah, I don't
people
know.
People, like the news will say Madeira and they're out in the ranches. Not the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Now you're going to climb up. Damn it.
Oh, no, I just I actually don't know the answer to that one, it's in the ranches or in Madeira.
Oh, okay. Madeira County.
Thanks.
You can say that. We got a young gentleman doing a bottle show with us, with a brewery. What is it?
I'm not sure. What's the name of this
brewery?
Beer?
Mash Vanilla
from the brewery.
It's probably
brewery.
That's a vintage bottle.
That is strong.
That's a smells
like a bar
wine.
We're good. We got four. I got one right here.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I hear it.
Did you? You got one, right?
Yeah. Right here.
Cheers.
Barley wine.
Yeah.
Barley wine is life.
Here we go. Rush day.
Like a barley wine.
Yeah.
2020, right? We're doing it over.
Yeah, it smells like tastes like a sweet barley wine.
Barley.
Yeah,
barley.
Dude, that cat.
The aroma.
Oh, that's.
Him and his homies got in line this morning at 8:30.
Wow.
Really?
There
wasn't the overnights that there used to be, right?
Well, the funny thing is they got in line at 8:30, and me and Chu got here at, 10, and we were the next people next to him.
Yeah. The whole line thing, that started more as, I don't know. It was almost like people, wanted to torture themselves. And it was
I get that.
Who could outdo each other kind of a thing?
No joke, Chu's hands were purple. It was so cold outside this morning.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
It was 45, I guess.
In my house, it was 79 degrees.
It was 26 when I left slow this morning. 26.
That high.
Sometimes the wife gets a little cold. Cranks it up. Okay?
But, yeah, this day's evolved more into just a celebration of coffee, this roaster competition. I mean, we've obviously got a lot of good beers, but
we
make enough to where you don't necessarily have to get here the day before like people used to.
Right.
The limited bottle release, hand numbered.
Literally.
Kevin was signing posters in the entry.
Yeah, the first couple years, people would literally close us down and stay overnight. That's how crazy it got. That's the height of it.
Yeah. Sadly, those days, just in general.
I don't think
those days are.
There's not very many breweries that have that kind of thing anymore.
Yeah.
Not even Hill Farms.
There's just so much anymore. It's just there's so much choice anymore that the line fest thing is just not as necessary as it used to be.
It's not. Yep. I think that's a good thing. I don't think it's. I think there's some fun to it with the sharing and some of that kind of bonding.
Right.
But it's not necessary. It's just not.
Not like waiting in line for concert tickets from Ticketmaster.
Oh, that I miss. I did some overnights at Sound Arena.
Really?
A couple times, yeah.
That kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah. That was, that's the 90s.
Or some people, they get to, a concert early to make sure they're, front in the front.
Yeah,
of
if you're GA,
yeah.
I don't miss those days.
I'll take a seat, please, with a number on it.
We went to a concert last night. We walked in, 10 minutes before the main band went on. I'm like, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Had it. Two beers show me a society. Had it.
You
haven't had it.
God, you people out here in Fresno get society over the coast. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. That's huge.
We're pretty cool.
We're pretty cool.
The coast, it's pretty lame.
Well,
what do you got, the ocean?
No comment.
What boutique distributors are on the coast? Because we have definitely one. We might even have two here. I think we have two.
Pipelines here, right?
No. It's Delta.
Delta's Pacific. Awesome. Yeah, that's, Delta Pacific's awesome.
My boy Jacob, who's one of my sales men for a long time.
Yep.
And then I think it's a California Sun Gold, I think.
Yeah. They had Libertine, and then they had Liquid Gravity before Liquid Gravity jumped over to Delta.
Yeah.
The only boutique distributor out there is...
That's not like White Warehouse or something. No, it's small, but they're not.
They're called Local Craft.
This is open.
And their main local brewery is Barrel House.
You could be.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a new age out there with Reyes taking over Central Coast Distributing and PacBev being PacBev. It's just Wine Warehouse. I mean, Lime is where if you want good beer, you go to Lime.
Yeah, I mean, they've traditionally been more like that importer, but they've also done some really good American stuff.
Yeah.
The Canteon and the Dre Fontaine supply in California.
Oh my God.
You
know? Mike, you have this knowledge, this upper knowledge, like as much as I like to talk about being a beer geek and as much as we've been doing this, you live in this upper echelon that I'm not.
He's living in 2030.
It's what we do for a living. We have to know this.
You're in this upper level that I'm not privy to, where the bottle sharing, the trading, the
I don't do as much Magnum, anymore, but like, yeah, I did.
$50 bottles, $100 bottles of things. That's the beer geek level. I'm very cloudy on. So are you still like all about like? Are you still trading out there?
I'm not trading as much, but I do. I've gotten to a point where just kind of like the concert ticket thing. Like you just spend more and buy a seat, right?
Yep.
Sometimes I'll just spend money and buy it secondary if I really want it, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't traded like really deeply in this like on BA or
I think we've also got so into this and so like grown that it's very rare that there's something that I absolutely have to have.
Yep. That and or we now I know people
that
I
yeah
can just like I can just have, you know, or they'll just like send stuff if I, you know.
The last beer that I absolutely had to have, which oddly was recently, was West Ashley Cuvée.
Yeah, same.
What beer is this?
Sante Darius West Ashley Cuvée. Okay. So it's a blend of all of the barrels of West Ashley.
Within the last 4 years.
And
Cuvée of them.
And I walked in.
Oh, is that what
that's
Cuvée,
what Cuvée
means?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
And again, so, just
it's an easy word for like suicide, but
very
suicide.
Yeah, that yeah. Very lucky. I walked in and I'm like, "Oh, do you guys have any West Ashley?" And they're like, "No." And then the brewer came out,
and then,
the brewer came out and hand. No, I didn't even say anything, but I know who they are because of friends, and they love the brewery. So he's like, "Oh, I have two bottles set aside for you." I'm like, "This is awesome! I made it."
I love
but
my life.
I mean. Other than that, and I don't really want anything else but private press right now.
Private press. Oh, yeah. That's the guy that does, he's there in the Santa Cruz area.
He's the brewer from Jackie O's.
Yeah, so he makes, it's just a private brewery.
It's membership only.
Yeah. And only people that are members get the beer. That is the whole setup. I like that.
Lupulo in Santa Cruz will get a very small.
I love that spot.
I love Lupulo. It's so cool that they carry our beer.
Where's this at? Lupulo.
Downtown Santa Cruz.
Have I been
not
there?
Too far from the Catalyst.
Yeah, it's like maybe a 3 minute walk from the Catalyst.
Okay, I've probably been there.
But Private Press is like another thing that I just and they only make barrel aged stouts and barley wines. And it's membership only, and everything Brad does is awesome.
Probably he makes a living from that.
Well, that and Jackie O's.
I don't know if he's. I'm assuming he's still connected.
He's
still
connected to Jackie O's, and he's also married to Dare, I believe.
Well, that was the part that I was going to say. So they've got kind of Sante, some of the Sante like love in that department. Yeah. So.
Another cool brewer that everyone should check out in that area is Woodhouse.
Woodhouse?
If you haven't checked out Woodhouse,
where is that at?
It's in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
But the brewer is an ex-Lost Abbey brewer.
And he's making some really, really good beers right now. So they're like every time I'm in Santa Cruz, they're a must stop.
All right.
Well, while we're talking, since I don't know if I mentioned this, I'm headed to Seattle. Like literally, in like 2 hours, I'm gonna leave here, pick up my wife, pick my dog. But
you're
there's a couple.
Dog? Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving. Oh, I drive every Christmas. My wife has family there. My dad lives in Portland. We'll do. I think we're gonna be in Portland tomorrow night.
Oh, sick!
So I'll probably stop by Wayfinder. That's like
look for Mike at Wayfinder.
So jealous.
Yeah. But Seattle, there's a new farmhouse brewery in Seattle. I forget the name of it though. Derek from Oxo was raving about it like a couple weeks ago. But that's like my jam too. I like lagers and then
lager,
I like,
yeah, lager
you know,
again, industry bro.
Yeah, but
lagers. Holy Mountain.
I've been to Holy Mountain. They've
Holy
got
Mountain.
Some good stuff. But it's not what they're calling. I'll look them up. I'll just like randomly shout out.
Holy Mountain's amazing.
But
the one at Fremont. Have you guys been to Fremont?
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I've had a ton of their beers. Their beers are awesome.
Where are they at in Seattle?
They're just north of their downtown. I forget what district they're in.
Aren't they across
the
bridge?
Needle, yeah. One of the president's districts. There's a president district I was in once. That's all I remember. It's like not Sam Adam. Something like that.
You guys gotten on tap at Tornado yet?
No. We actually, Holy Water met us in Holy Water Medicine San Jose to pick up beer on Wednesday. So they're our first
San Francisco
voyage into San Francisco.
Yeah, good spot.
And that's like,
there's really only
I'm very strategic about how I do my sales. So it's like, I want to be in the best place to where we get vision and where industry people go hang out and drink. So therefore, it makes my job easier. Yeah.
You know.
But it makes my job easier, so they go there, then reach out to us.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like with San Diego. I started with Churchill's, O'Brien's, and Regal Beagle, and then that's turned into now like almost 30 accounts. Bottlecraft. We have a Bottlecraft in Slow that opened yesterday. I'm so excited.
What do you have in there? You got all kinds of San Diego LA beers?
Right now, so they haven't got all of their shipments yet. So they have 5 beers on tap. 2 of them are mine. Pure Project Lager.
For you, man. For you, we're here.
Humble Sea Made West collaboration and a High Water Stout.
Oh, High Water.
But they just got a drop today of field work. But it's going to be very San Diego exclusive stuff that's not around anywhere. They're going to carry a lot of Burgeon because everyone should carry a lot of Burgeon.
Yeah, good stuff.
But it's just cool to have like that presence now in Slo, and they're literally a shopping plaza away from the brewery.
Ooh, now when Nick goes to Slo, he can pick me up beer.
That's right.
Some Burgeon.
That's exactly what I could do.
And you can come to the brewery.
Hell yeah. One of these days. It's like other side of the freeway.
He only goes to Madonna Inn.
That's right.
If it's not at the Madonna Inn, doesn't know what it is.
Matt came and visited me the other day. It was really nice.
Oh.
Actually, both Matts. It was a Matt and Matt and a Hammer.
Oh, wow. You got the trio.
It was a Jimmy World thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
So much. There's so much Fresno over there. Come on.
Well,
you guys are just Fresno West over there.
No. That's Pismo, and we call it Fresno Beach.
Mm-hmm. The Hamptons. That's Fresno's Hamptons.
The Fresno Hamptons.
We like to go there, go on the beach, leave some
we
trash,
summer,
come home.
We summer in the
hell
morrow.
Of trash.
Yeah, we love it. You guys can pick up our shit.
Yeah. You guys got any of that Coors Light? We drink it all over the valley.
Yeah. I throw it back in the ocean.
Again. What's like the closest thing you have to Coors Light?
805.
Cerveza.
Nah, that's too crappy for me. We got that less than Coors Light.
Do you guys want anything? Have you guys tried the Pan Dulce yet? You want to try some of that too?
The what? The which one?
The Rush. The Barrel's Rush.
We did a rush flight, but we didn't.
You did the
piece of cake
the basic,
came with it.
The basic flight.
Yeah. The barrel aged flight.
We haven't tried anything outside of that.
You want to do the barrel aged flight? Really? Two of them?
Oh, a barrel aged flight?
Or you just want to try?
Oh no, just the one. Yeah,
yeah,
just the one.
Yeah, just a little. All right. Just a titch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the daytime.
Is that Radoville?
I got his lager on accident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's got my IPA.
Oh yeah, no, you can have that.
Okay.
Not that I'm not knocking that.
I've probably been drinking since.
No, yeah, I have to. Yeah, I have to be a little bit responsible.
I'm gonna go get you guys some. I'm gonna.
I don't need anything then. I'm good.
Hey, I might pop back in if you're still here.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for having Rush Day. Thank you for providing Rush Day for Fresno.
You know what? You thank you guys too for continuing to do what you do. I mean, I think it just if you don't know it goes appreciated. I mean, having that kind of community continuously, you know, for what? I know you're over 300 episodes.
We're approaching
10
years.
But
Nick knows the best.
11 years.
Yeah. We're 11 now?
Yeah. Oh, 2012 was our first episode.
So, and you know, and Matt knows this too. You guys ever need anything? You guys ever want? You need content? You need?
Well, you guys have all these new breweries have these stupid canning lines that don't do bowl fills anymore. Ridiculous. It's efficiency. It's
you guys
need
beer.
You see,
Matt knows. Matt knows. He knows.
He knows, but he also knows it makes work for him, so he doesn't like to do that.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Mike.
Yes, guys. Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks.
If you need anything, I'm going to be here and kind of bouncing around for the next 2 hours.
Remember, we're in this room, Mike.
Tony, I know I'm going to see you, hopefully, and I do need to see. I need to go by your spot, too.
Whenever you want, dude. Just call me, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, and we should talk about a collab, too.
I would love to. That would be
love to introduce.
Awesome.
It's on the record now.
Yep.
Sequoia does not exist.
Sequoia
does not exist.
Awesome.
No.
No, it's got to be Sequoia.
No, it would be the Sequoia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're doing a Humble Sea collaboration, and I really want to do a West Coast IPA and call it Fog Does Not Exist. So I'm really hoping that happens.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But we just did Tarantula Hill Does Not Exist. We have Gravity Does Not Exist. So that's kind of our theme for our collaborations.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm definitely in.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Well, I know how to get a hold of you.
Send the pigeons.
And you're here a lot too, right? So
I mean,
you've already met John and Forrest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm here quite a bit. My family's still here, so.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm gonna do my rounds.
Thank you, Mike.
Continue. Thanks. Thanks
for
everything.
Joining the perfect pour.
Thanks for staying as long as you did.
All right. What we don't have to do our normal bin conjuring and shit at this point. It's silly. Chew beer.
Well, I did visit Crone Wolf finally. I had a couple of their IPAs.
Oh, nice.
Crone Wolf.
One I loved, one I did not love.
That was your first time.
First Crone Wolf. Yeah.
Reggie was texting me. He's like, "Nick's here, bro."
Wow.
I'm like, "That's cool for you. Not cool for
me." Damn. Their stout is good. They have a really good imperial stout. I like a lot.
What's it called?
It's called Darkness.
They have a cool stout.
Yeah, Darkness Attained. Darkness.
What a lager.
Sign me up. There it is. Since Nick took mine.
Yeah, I know. I took your lager. And I would give it back, but I'm not well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
The lager line.
Yeah, but it's...
I love gold!
It's lime, though. That's all right.
It's lime. Limey. Darkness Accumulated. There we go. Darkness Accumulated is their stout.
No, these are really, really cool guys, and I really like what they're doing. They did a... they did a Coors Original clone that was pretty fucking awesome.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was all about that life.
Damn.
And they also did a seltzer with Mountain Dew Baja Blast syrup, and that
Jesus.
Was pretty fucking cool.
Wow.
Because that's pretty outside of the box.
I don't know if that should be done.
Mikey disapproves.
No, I mean, I'm not a seltzer person, but that's pretty outside of the box. I can give that up to you.
Like
that's thinking.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of a Doritos Locos taco. in a
it's just like Liquid Gravity has Fidelo, which is their take on a Mexican lager with Modelo yeast. It's okay. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Will they sell it for $14 at a concert?
I'm sure they would if they had the opportunity to. They're not going to turn that down.
We just opened up Parallel Lager, a lime lager from Highland Park Brewery in Los Angeles, California. Dude. I believe Chew Your Beer brought?
Yeah.
Yes, you brought Tony back.
Nope, that's a Chew Your Beer. Dude, Highland Park Bob is the man. Those beers are fire.
Get them on.
Have you been to Highland Park?
I have.
Is that cool?
It is very
Sounds
cool.
Cool.
Very cool.
Is it of the hip L.A. neighborhoods?
It is. It is. It's in Hipsterville.
Yeah. Population 12. You've never heard of it.
Have you heard of it? I mean, didn't Eagles of Death Metal make a song about it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
If your town hasn't... If Eagles of Death Metal haven't made a song about your town sucks.
That might be the last show I saw at Sound Arena.
Eagles of Death Metal
and Queens of the Stone Age.
God.
Yeah, 2018 or 19, I can't remember.
That would be amazing.
That was a good show.
That would be amazing.
I saw Queens at Sound. Was that the same show?
Maybe it was the same show.
I saw Queens.
I was there.
It was Queens, Foo Fighter, and Royal Blood at San Bernardino Amphitheater.
Whoa. I'm looking forward to Royal Blood. I haven't seen
Royal Blood. Blood's so good live.
They're going to be in Anaheim in May.
That
and then
be.
Disneyland, Royal Blood.
Yeah. That's the jam right there.
Yeah.
And Bottle Logic.
And
Brewery
Logic.
X. Brewery X is right there, too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I have tickets to Rise Against in Bakersfield.
Wow.
And I have tickets to see Thursday in San Diego. That's going to be awesome. I've seen them at a little venue called Brick by Brick, which maybe holds like 200 people.
Ooh, that's perfect.
To see Thursday will be absolutely insanity.
Yeah.
Mikey's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What
words.
Are you talking about?
I'm listening, man. I'm into it. I'm just jealous of something.
No, I know. Concerts, man.
Concerts.
I saw a band last night called The Dead South. They were absolutely one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
The Dead South. What kind of music?
Very twangy, like punk country, I guess.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Death bluegrass.
Yeah, all death right. bluegrass. Yeah, I like that death bluegrass.
Yeah.
They're like, how would you explain it? I'm like, it's very like morbid bluegrass.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Morbid bluegrass.
I think I might be interested.
They're so good. Yep.
Any more?
And hell, I'll be in good company.
Yes. Yeah. We came across them last year.
So
very entertained by them.
Any more been caught drinking, Nick?
Let's see.
I was trying.
You're just gonna find some music.
Sorry, I gotta play the bumper. Otherwise, it's not real.
Right.
Okay. Just to give you an update for the listener, when we started the show, there was nobody in here. Now this room is completely full of people that don't know who the fuck we are back here. And they're like, what are those idiots doing over against the wall?
Right. Are we on camera?
Yeah.
Is John Canona's going to come out right now and ask us what would you do?
What else were you drinking, Nick, lately?
I don't know if I've talked about this because it's been so long, but I had a, from what I had understood was we only got multi-packs of Society in Fresno, meaning four packs
okay.
of Butcher, mm-hmm. four packs of Pupil. Mm-hmm. But I found in the singles section a Hop Tooth double IPA from Society in a unique label, completely off kilter from what they normally do. I feel like I'm being overshadowed over here.
Yeah, it's all right.
This is
Facebook Live, bro.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Like
going
hell
on
of Facebook Live.
I don't know what the listeners are experiencing,
like,
but
know?
We're experiencing
do
a lot of things.
Know what we're doing over here?
Just, we're not chugging beers here.
We're not chugging beers.
So I just met
Larry from Tulare.
Junior Beer's
Larry.
Back.
But I met him before. He had
okay.
Oh, Larry.
He walked up to me. He goes, "Hey, Drew." Holy shit!
Everybody,
you're famous, dude. You gotta accept the fame. You did this to yourself.
It's fucking hard, man.
You did this to yourself.
We were in line. We were in line, and some dude.
Was it you and Kim some Kardashian? Dude,
he's like, "Oh, what's your guy's name?" And she goes, "Oh, Chew Your Beer." He's like, "Well, you're what?
You're what?
You're who?
You're
oh my god!
The guy that poured some beers out for you guys. He's like, "Oh my god!
You're Chew Your Beer. You are a legend."
I'm like, "Nah, bro. Like, chill, bro. I'm on the cover." And then I'm like, "Hey, that's Tony Bags." He goes, "You're Tony Bags?"
No, he did not.
What's a Tony Bags?
Never met her.
Is he going to charge me 10 cents?
1%. So I apologize on the beer swap.
It's okay. This I thought guy. You were fucking me because I was fucking with you.
No,
you
I got nervous.
Oh, okay.
You like that?
Over the right.
I brought that.
I know you did.
That's it's a right. Highland Park Brewery, man.
It's
that's
Highland Park.
That's
brewery.
A Michelada beer right there,
yeah.
Bro. But this one is Van Nuys. Van Nuys Brewery is actually McLeod. So what they did
okay,
is...
Okay, well, I was going to ask you about McLeod, because you used to be...
I used to be, but once
hype,
you...
McLeod hype guy, and now
once
I
you put
it.
A DJ in, I'm out.
Oh.
Damn.
Shots fired.
I don't
shots
need
fired.
Techno shit.
Only live mariachi for Chew.
No, I don't need any fucking mariachi either. That's for quinceañera. Save that shit for later. But they started Van Nuys Brewery. Van Nuys Beer Company, so they can do all their hoppy stuff because they were getting a lot of shit because they were very Cascale,
right.
Old school style beers.
So they're like, this isn't making money.
Yeah, so they did to make the money.
Nice.
You like that
nice.
One? That's a very throwback,
nice.
Baby.
Yeah. You.
For all the old school listeners.
I tried to get Bells. Bells is working.
I have Jacuz.
Oh, respect the Bells right now. Working, making
respect.
Money, making
it's
money.
It's a holiday season.
Yep.
Bells doesn't exist in there.
Yeah. Bells does not exist.
Bells
does not exist.
The best collab to ever happen. Like he just comes in and sprinkles his
but
magic.
Wait, if I had to do a Bells is not, it has to be a Pliny clone, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Or a Beechwood or a Citroholic.
Bells is the Pliny King.
Yeah, Bells is the Pliny King, so
that's
it would
right.
have to be a Pliny clone.
So back to my beer.
Ooh, Bells, did you hear that?
Bells isn't even here, and he's taking over the podcast.
No
right?
shit. All
right, so this is Van Nuys Beer Company and Lawless out of North Hollywood, California. Lawless is doing great things. I have a few Lawless beers for you guys, but this is a collabo. This is a hazy IPA, I think it is. At first, it was very green, but now it's mellowed out. Mikey, I think you'll like that a lot. I don't know what else to say, man. Lawless is awesome.
If Mikey
though.
Likes it, then it's golden.
I put a video on Twitter. I did a little show.
Look at you.
That's why
they have pinball machines. That's going to cost you money. You didn't ask me for permission.
Good thing you're not in it.
Be careful.
I love gold.
Like. I love gold.
Oh, man. Sir, we love gold around here.
Oh, well.
Hold on. Wait.
Down.
I'm running out of glassware.
They are low on glassware here at the place.
Yeah,
so
I just
they're
the
doing
beer.
That. They're doing that thing where the people that work here will hawk your, hawk.
Are you
hawk
done
your
with that?
Drinking.
No,
are
I'm
you
not.
Done with that glass?
That's also
done
called
that
that's called Matt.
What happened to the beer I brought you, dude?
Yeah,
I gave it to him because you
oh,
gave
okay.
him the water. And
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What happened? I was fixing your fuck up.
Ooh.
Wow.
Central Coast people versus yeah. LA people.
Because we're best
no verse,
friends.
We're friends. Yeah, we're friends, so I can talk shit.
Best
yeah.
friends.
Yeah, I was about to start punching, so. But I looked around.
There's that LA out of him.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, Mikey.
Cheers,
thank
you,
I would watch the Chew and Tony Bags show.
Yeah. The YouTube, that's a YouTube
I would watch
show
that
right
show.
There.
Like Chico and the Man?
Oh,
Chico
dude.
And the Man. I like it.
The Chew and Tony Bags podcast would just blow everyone's mind. It needs to be a podcast inside of the podcast.
Gringo yeah. e hombre.
I'd produce it. If you guys could record it.
A podcast? Me and
I'm not.
Chew your bags.
Any other
chew your
podcast? Chew your facts.
That would get the wrong audience, sir.
Chew your bags.
Chew your bags.
Bags your chew?
better.
Our,
better, but not perfect.
Manscaped.
Oh, the mustaches we tangled.
Any other Ben Cots
that was
that
it.
You want to mention? Yeah. Chew your beer. You want to mention any beers you've had lately that interest you, that stick out in your mind?
I anything that these guys make there does not exist.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Here comes the stroking.
No, they at the beer fest, at the Untapped Beer Fest in downtown LA.
That was so much fun.
Dude, that was his motherfucker. I pour for him and then he walks away.
Yeah.
And this guy's on the podcast. He's like, he walked away for an hour. I was gone for like literally 15 minutes.
I bought him
on the show.
I actually had to use the restroom.
2 hours on the show.
Yeah, no, I was gone for 15 minutes.
I bought him fucking lunch. I see him not eating, so I figured, you know what? Let me give him a break so he can eat. I said, you want me to pour so he can eat? Yeah. Then he sits down, acts like he's going to fucking eat, gets up and disappears.
And went and used the restroom.
I turned my hat to the back because I'm a proper person. I'm representing A18 Brewery Company. But I flip it to the back so the people don't see it.
Nice.
And man, it was natural. That shit was so fucking natural to me.
Yeah.
I'm fucking talking to the hyenas and
poured,
the homies.
You poured over the limit?
I gave him right to the fucking line.
That's dumb. I pour over the limit so you run out of beer.
He wanted to fucking stop, but I'm like, he's going to come back. Dude, it was...
So is that life goals when you retire? You're going to go work for a brewery?
Either that or a fucking Walmart greeter. Oh, yeah.
Yo, welcome to this Walmart.
Electric cart returner.
I'm retiring to the fucking wine industry.
Hey, mija, that fucking shopping cart is squeaking too much, eh?
Let me get you a fresh one.
Let me put some WD-40 on that wheel real quick.
Disinfect the handle.
Do you remember who hooked you up with this cart?
Hell yeah. Let me draw some white walls. Some white walls.
White walls?
The beer
white
talking.
Walls on this shopping cart.
It's not unFresno of you to say that, though.
This
right?
Took a turn for you.
The white whales.
White whales.
The white whales.
Why is it got to be about color, bro?
Memorabilia? English is hard. English is hard.
How much brewery memorabilia do they have? How many brewery shirts do you have?
Brewery shirts? Not that many because they don't fucking fit. And I'm all about that 100% cotton, that thick cotton. And those little thin, breathable ones, man. When you got a body by couch,
yeah.
That shit don't look good on you, man.
Damn it.
It folds in all your folds, and I don't need that shit. I need to look thick, homie. T-I-C-C.
Tony Bax, how big is your closet with brewery shirts? Is it just...
I don't want to answer that.
Yeah.
Ask me about brewery hats.
It's all... It's pretty much... 90% brewery shirts, 5% 49ers and Giants shirts, and 5% like I have to be a normal person shirts.
When I go out into the freaking
the tuxedo
warm.
T-shirt.
Those are called collared shirts.
Yeah. I got to golf today.
I have to golf today.
Where's my collar?
Actually, Artifacts Brewing makes some pretty dope golf shirts.
Damn.
But see, I would put a request out there if you are a brewery. Work at a brewery, make 100% cotton. Please.
Yeah, go all in.
Make that thick shit, man.
No spandex.
The ones that don't shrink. Mm. You know, that one that stops a knife or a bullet. That thick
Thank
cotton.
You, Mikey.
That yeah. cholo cotton.
No t-shirt outlet 3-for-10.
No, homie. I want that pro club or that pro 5. You know
right.
what I'm talking
yeah.
about. You're laughing. The one you get at the liquor store? Homie?
Yeah, you got to get the nice one.
And that thick plastic wrap. That's what you need. Print your shirts with those. Go pro club. Go pro 5. You'll sell
Any
even
kind of
more.
Shirts that are outside of a concert the guy has in the parking lot. Those are the best.
Those are the best. They last forever.
I got some good Van Halen knockoff shirts from the parking lot.
I'm still wearing my fucking hoodie from Malibu.
You got the Malibu Grand Prix hoodie. I'm super
that hasn't been open now. In...
It's been a while.
Fucking
20 years.
The 80s, right? The 80s.
I'm kind of mad that I can't bring my daughter to Malibu Grand Prix. Although Colas has some sort of shit.
I would say that place hasn't been open in at least 20 years.
20? Oh, well, yeah, maybe. Our Costco was built in 98, so that could be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still have a Malibu Grand Prix.
I'm still waiting for a fucking Jemco to come back.
Jemco.
Yeah, Jemco, bro.
I want that Jemco. Or what was the other one that you had to buy? Fedco.
Zito's or
Zodis.
I also I miss the drive-in.
Yeah, the Woodward Park drive-in.
The drive-in.
You know, Madera still has a working
The drive-in was so
Madera
much fun.
Yeah. Working drive-in. You want to go?
That's where Costco's at. Malibu.
Yep.
And the
Malibu and the drive-in.
Hmm?
That's where a lot of kids were made.
Yeah.
I think we're all kids from drive-thrus.
Drive-thrus.
And drive-ins.
Yeah, Sunnyside drive-in, yeah.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives, homie.
That's right.
Oh, you know what else I miss about this town?
What?
Belmont Farms. Oh. If you're OG Fresno, Belmont Farms.
Where is that?
It was on Belmont.
Next to a farm?
Next to a farm. It was the farm.
Thanks.
You would drive up and get, like, fresh glasses. Like, not glasses, but, like, glass bottles of milk.
Mm.
Oh, it was so awesome.
Anything else should you beer remember drinking? Anything else you'd like to say?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
You're a bourbon guy.
Man, I got my wife into bourbon now, man.
Dang.
That Four Roses single barrel hits.
It's a good one.
Hard. Especially on the couch, next to the fireplace. All the lights are dim. Nothing but Christmas lights. And your Haina next to you, bro.
Romantic.
Watching American Me on TV, bro.
Dang. Chew Your Beard Jr. coming in 22.
American Me, homie. You got to keep it real, bro. That's behind. That's my fucking life. Yeah. The bourbon, right, is the weather.
Yeah, it's bourbon season.
On the rocks. Actually, yesterday, I knew I was making the drive out here. Didn't eat. I shut it down by fucking 3 p.m. because I didn't want to stop and use the restrooms on the way over here. But yeah. I had some Jameson cold brew.
Yeah.
On the rocks.
Wow.
Man,
speaking my language.
That was nice. Real nice. And then after that, I followed it up with the Jameson Stout.
What? Yep.
Oh, baby. That's some good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Get on that, people. Yeah. But that cold brew, hands down, that gets a chew approved.
Wow. Dang, there it is. Stamps.
Coveted chew.
I'm going to go to the bottle shop and just stick a bunch of stickers that say chew approved.
Yeah.
I know the bottles.
Let's get some sticker made for chew.
But
Tony Bags.
Yo.
Can you... share some sort of awesome beer you've had lately that you haven't shared yet.
As Tony Bags, not the beer distributor.
Yeah.
But Tony Bags, the beer drinker.
Actually, last night I had a Pure Project Rain. That beer was absolutely fucking perfect. It's a lager, so Mikey won't like it. But
I like lagers. I'm just... They're in the middle of my list.
Your brother had them.
What? Anything from Ghost Town? I've had a couple different Ghost Town beers.
From
my journeys
shit.
In Santa Cruz. When I'm doing that route, I tend to only drink Ghost Town because they're doing really good stuff right now.
They have them here at the market, the thing in the Fig Garden Village.
Out of the barrel.
No. The
Whole Foods?
Yes, Whole Foods. Thank you. You know the obscure market, Whole Foods?
The rare beer shop.
You know in Fig Garden, the really nice craft beer place. Out of the Barrel? No. Whole Foods.
No. Elbow Room.
Elbow Room.
All the rallies you can handle.
I will have some Elbow Room. I'll have my beer on Elbow Room soon.
Oh, you think you can get in Elbow Room?
I know I can. It's actually already in the works.
Dude, tell me when you do it, and I'll get in there. I hasn't been for like 5 years.
Where are we going?
I love the Elbow Room. Incinerati. I went to Incinerati when I was here for Thanksgiving, and everything Mike's doing right now is really, really good. I'm really proud of him.
Are you proud of me?
I'm always proud of you, Chu.
But are you proud of me, Dad?
Nah.
Oh, damn it. Only nah.
I love you, Mikey.
I was flexing out.
You're stepping on the cable. It's magnetized.
It's magnetized.
Magnetized.
Anything from Rip? Rip's doing some really good stuff right now.
Whoa.
Rip Brewing out of Huntington Beach.
It's been a while since I've heard somebody talk about Rip.
Yeah.
How about Radiant?
Oh, they're a class above everyone else.
I got you one. I brought you a Radiant beer.
Ooh. Radiant's a class above everyone else right now.
You got to hit that spot. That's my next... I'm going to geek out for them soon. Oh, we got a Pliny. We got a bad Pliny.
Uh-oh.
It's a gusher.
That's a Bevmo Pliny.
Open the Pliny, and it is gushing.
That's a Bevmo Pliny. It was in a that's warm show.
Sat on the loading dock too long.
Bevmo Pliny.
Actually,
if anyone's
cold.
Coming to the Central Coast, I highly, highly, highly recommend going see Wildfields and Colony Mash.
Corn mash?
Colony mash?
I'd rather see corn mash. Yeah.
They are, both of those brewers are doing great stuff. Ryan Fields at Wild Fields is from the Pizza Port and, shit.
Play some music.
The Google. Beachwood, where's the Google music?
Beachwood Sour Brewery.
The Blendery?
Beachwood Blendery, thank you.
See? What? Chew your bags. I'm watching
Chew
the
your
show.
Bags.
I'm watching the show.
I'm like
Ryan's
the,
making
I'm the flavor
really,
too.
Really good fucking beer right now.
Tony Bag.
Colony Mash is making good beer. Their food's top notch. Everything they're doing over there is really, really tight.
Nice. All right.
Woohoo.
All right, we're going to take your calls now.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a voicemail? Because I wasn't going to do them, but I can,
Let's
I can
do
pull
it.
Them up. I can pull up a voicemail.
Well, if you
don't,
see...
Don't piss me off. I'll pull up a voicemail
If you
right
see
now.
Mine, delete it because it's... That's in the past.
It's already...
I got lost. Just like the other show.
The world between
the Fontana Jim. I'm calling in sick. Uncle Dave said I could call in sick and I have to go to work tomorrow, so... So I'm calling in sick. And, if you guys out there in Perfect Portland do get a chance to go see the Foo Fighters, it was a pretty fantastic show. I saw one of their shows on this tour on YouTube, and this last show in Fresno on this leg of the tour, they played for over 2.5 hours, so that was a pretty good fucking time. Yeah, took a little advice from Wazoo Corvette. Found a restaurant over here, Don Pepe's Taqueria. Highly recommended if you're going to an event at Save Mart Center.
You can tell he's walking.
Because, you know, B-Dubs was full, standing room only. The Doghouse, that was full. Line out the door.
It always is.
But a little walk around the corner just past Starbucks, and you're at Don Pepe's Taqueria. Fantastic spicy shrimp tacos. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not coming in. Fuck off. Foo Fighters were awesome. I don't know if any of you guys made it. I did see someone's article in the Fresno about the opening band. Good job there, Mikey. Shameless plug for yourself.
They gave me free tickets.
Well, my time in Fresno is over. Leaving tomorrow morning. Wanted to let Chu know that I did pick up a variety pack from Tioga Sequoia. I have a bone to pick with Bearded Brewer on the dates on that. I'll use that for another call. Later, guys. Keep good work.
Fontana.
Yeah, that was the Fontana Jim at the Foo Fighters show in Fresno. And Nick was at.
I was there.
Do you concur with the rockness of the Foo Fighters?
Yes.
Show?
All top shelf rocking.
Top shelf rocking.
Top shelf rocking happened to, yeah, not as long as the last show. The previous Fresno show was over 3 hours.
Yeah, it was a long one.
But so 2.5, not bad. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's all right.
I've got one more I can play. If you
That's
want
probably to. Mine. Play.
What? This is a voicemail one. Did you do an email one?
No, I did a. Oh no, no, no. Yeah, right. I do emails only.
Perfect Pour. This is Psycho Bear.
Psycho Bear.
You guys are probably getting ready for Rust
oh
Day.
Oh my God!
Which, unfortunately, I can't be us. I'm working.
Mm.
I'm working. Anyways,
freaking checks.
Last night I had a beautiful. Bottle Logic, barrel aged, Somnophobia, double coffee, Imperial Stout, bourbon barrel aged. Find it at City Beer Store. Yeah.
That's amazing.
After that, very nice Firestone Walker. Blah. Firestone Walker, double barrel Parabola. Oh, damn good.
Double barrel.
Anyways, I want to share with you guys.
Never had.
And again, once again, say I wish I could be at Rush Day. Have a great time.
We're having a
Everyone.
Great time. Psycho,
hopefully
right
I can
here.
Find some someday. Keep up the good work, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did he say double barreled age 805?
Yeah.
Double DBA.
Something like that.
So this dude came into the brewery the other day.
What? Psycho Bear came in there?
It was the funniest thing. He goes, oh. I heard about you guys on this podcast called The Perfect Pour.
Yeah, no, I never heard.
And
of
I go, and then no, that's exactly. I was telling you earlier. I go, yeah, that's cool. Like, what is it? He's like, oh, it's his beer podcast. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, the good for them.
And then he's like, what's your name? I go, oh, I'm Tony Bags. He goes, wait, you're what?
You're what?
What? You're when, what? Who, what?
And he freaked out. It was the good work. It was like, really
can I get an industry
funny.
Discount?
Yeah.
He was the nicest person.
Oh. Perfect poor 10
he looks
for 10%
psycho.
Off your order.
Or a bear.
Well, he's Psycho Bear because he's a fucking hardcore Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, I thought he wrestled bears.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe in his spare time.
Occasion.
Maybe
only
in his spare
bears.
Time, but...
In his spare time,
I
would have
koala bears.
Koala bears.
That way I always win.
That's right. Like, I'm going to go sleep.
Let me shake that tree.
You must have called somebody
Ted
else.
I did, but
no
if it's me, don't even play it.
There's no other voice in it.
Oh, there isn't? Oh, perfect. It's the
you
perfect.
Called, you must have called your hyena.
No, I just basically called saying, be there, be square. If
you just called
fucking
to say
Eggs Benedict.
He loves you.
All right. Well, I think we're good, man.
I think we're good.
I think that's it, man.
Any cheers you want
to? Y'all been blessed.
Y'all been
from
blessed.
From Slow to L.A.
Yeah.
To Fresno. Pick up your phone.
A mashup. The collab has happened.
Cheers. This is actually good.
Three beers in front of him.
I've just got three beers.
He's collecting.
No big deal.
Nick is collecting beers without drinking.
Warm That's transfer.
Right. I got the most
Bring
beer.
It.
Warm transfer.
cheers to all our listeners of yes. the Perfect Four.
Saludos.
Hope you enjoyed this live show we haven't done for many years. We haven't had guests for a while, long time.
Right.
We haven't had,
we haven't had each other for a long time.
thank you for listening. And
dying.
Hopefully the background noise was cool. I have no idea right now.
Yeah.
But
the reading cheers, dates.
Cheers Butter. To the golden gods and to everybody who listens to the show.
Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers, y'all.
Cheers over there.
They're cheersing the clothes.
Cheers in the cheers.
Cheers in the cheers. Chew your beer.
Big Game James was
coming,
teasing us.
Coming up from L.A.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for paying
well,
for
now
the trip
Well, now look who shows
here.
Up.
Yeah. I like how...
Yeah, that came out of the cheers.
Oh, we got a celebrity sighting.
Damn.
Industry.
Of course he rolls in during the cheers.
What's your name, sir, and what do you do?
I don't know.
Sums it up.
I'm the other guy on this podcast that isn't normally here.
Oh, look at
he's the heartthrob of
special guest appearance by Matt from the Perfect Four.
This is like the original Star Wars characters come together in the Millennium Falcon right now.
Chewbacca.
Yeah. Who's Chewbacca?
Who's the hairiest?
I'm Princess Leia.
No,
we got Chewie and Chewie.
Damn.
I mean, look at those locks. I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt. For do you have any beers, been caught drinking beers you'd like to share with us, Matt?
I've been. I don't know last time that I talked about beer, but I made it down to Southern California, so I've just been sipping on those rations from there's Radiance, Highland Park, Pier Project, and nice. Maybe what's in front of me. You know. So
it's a lime lager. It's very industry.
Yeah. So. I've been trying to untapped things, so when I can. But yeah.
How's rush day going so far?
Busy. Busier than we expected, but that's good.
That's good. Busier than you expected is always,
always good.
Well, you don't know with emerging out. Well, hopefully us emerging out of a pandemic. You know, who's going to show up? Who's going to hang out?
Tony Bags brought everybody to the yard.
Yeah, man. Throwing her Tony Bags here, they showed up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Do you have any cheers, Matt? Do you have anything to share with us? Do you have anything you want to be say on the show?
Cheers to everyone at this table.
Salute.
And Lupe for bugging you guys to make it happen. She's like, what do you think about this? And I was like, contact them. It'll be up to them.
Contact those jerks.
I was like, I got other things that I'll be preoccupied with.
Hey.
Thank you, Lupe.
Yo, she's so fucking awesome.
Glad we did.
Where's Lupe? I want to say hi to her.
She was literally just right here. Yeah.
There she is, back right there.
She has the blue hair because she's
right there with
Yeah. Fan. Okay. Yeah.
She got the glassware in.
Smurfette.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Mikey.
Yeah.
For all the years you've been doing it. Actually, if you think about it, this is our anniversary, Mikey. Last time I was here was 2015. And it was this Saturday. Whoa. So it's an anniversary, guys. So
damn.
Rounds on the house.
Chew your whiskey.
Rounds on the house.
Industry.
Yeah, so it's an anniversary. I was looking at pictures, and you know, on iPhones it tags the date.
Right.
Yeah, this is our anniversary, Mikey.
Today. That's awesome.
So it's awesome. So it full. Never mind.
Right. What goes around?
Perfect. More. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Rest day is awesome. 2021. We are here. Awesome.
Matt.
Woo.
Great.
Thank
you. Yeah, I just like to say thank you to you guys for doing this because I've met some really fucking cool people because of you guys doing this podcast. And
prestige worldwide.
Our best thing we've done on this show is to have that, make those connections.
I mean, yeah, I've made good friends. I've got to drink with some awesome people. Chew, Fontana Jim. That's really it. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody.
Take back the Fontana.
And that's it.
And Matt, going back old school, Kelly Hooscraft. Like,
Kelly Hooscraft.
Just, yeah, thank you guys for doing what you do.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. No, nobody. No. I hate everybody. No, Big Game James was said he was here, but I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, I haven't seen him either.
I know. So cheers to him. And then maybe he'll show up. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to hear Matt's going to have to kick me out.
Mikey's got a pass day.
Yeah, we got security for that.
Oh, okay.
I just defer it.
Like, I know Matt. Like, yeah, bro, everybody knows Matt. So let's go. All right, thank you for joining us for Rush Day 2021.
Yay.
Next episode is The Pours.
Yay.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Everyone have a great Christmas.
Happy Boxing Day.
Boxing. Yeah,
happy.
What?
Classic.
What day?
Boxing Day?
Oh, yeah, Boxing Day, Canadian listeners. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Everyone, all our not Christians and non Christians, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for drinking the beers and all the things. And keep up the good work. Be safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Check your dates.
Bye.
Check your dates.